Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta going to phone the program a little later on. Our comedian friend Josh Wolf in the studio tomorrow. It's going to be nice to have somebody back in the studio. We don't have a chair for him. He's going to sit on Craig's knee, I guess, over there. Because he can pull that mic closer.
All right.
Sit on Craig's knee.
Another victim of the supply chain chaos.
Probably, yeah.
They probably ordered chairs months ago.
Yeah.
And the chairs are sitting on.
We're lucky we have these chairs, actually. Yeah.
I read yesterday.
Although these things come back.
What? I guess Biden was making, and of course, some people will be against this, but he's thinking the Port of LA should be operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yep.
It's not.
No, it wasn't. I saw this
Union,
story, too.
Man.
Yeah, he went out there and said they should. He's working with the private sector, who runs that stuff, by the way, to do it 24/7, right? Get more workers in there.
That seems.
And pay them.
Like a no-brainer.
It does.
I mean, if there's 100 ships sitting offshore, for a day or two, let's go 24/7.
Yeah, but somebody's got to pay that overtime.
I know, pay them.
And that's a company.
Pay them.
Yeah. Nobody wants to.
That's where we're at all the time. With all jobs.
And I'm sure it's a strong union that is covering those guys that unload those ships. And
there's so
the overtime's
much,
not cheap.
Companies lament. They don't want to pay people.
Nope.
Hence the mass resignation.
And people, we talked about this before, people just realizing other stuff's more important, you know.
Well, I think
they would go to a global pandemic.
A job that they're not excited about. If they were paid a little more.
Oh, I think you're right.
Right now, they don't want to go to a job they're not excited about and get paid dick, which a lot of people are.
And you'd like to have one or the other.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want
both. How much dick does that pay? That's all I heard.
Hold still.
Speaking of a gay joke, Dean Cain is pissed. First of all, he's a right-wing a-hole.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, like, the worst Superman ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been, like, Scott Baio a-hole for years and years
he
now.
He was TV Superman,
right? Right.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
He didn't say.
You got to be a movie Superman. That's why he's bitter.
Superboy coming out as gay or whatever is not bold or brave at all. Shut up, Dean Cain. Yeah. Call Scott Baio and bitch about gays.
Conference in Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. That's right. Cameron's coming to town, I think.
Oh, good.
A Bible thumper somewhere. I forget where he's coming. My wife read somewhere about it. He's going to be here for some event.
As Bible man? Is he Bible man?
No. You always confuse him with the Willie Ames.
Oh, okay.
Willie Ames is Bible man.
Same guy. They're the same guy.
Kirk Cameron is just douchebag man. Morning, Craig. How you doing today? On this Thursday, beautiful Thursday morning.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
I like that.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're actually a regular part of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you're actually a full-time member.
You are a high-ranking
this member. Actually, you were on the air at this particular signal before Todd and me got on the air with this particular signal. So think about that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, I'm complimenting you and you abused me there. What a dick.
No, I said it was funny.
No, it was not funny.
That's Hall of Fame stuff right now.
Every segment. You contribute.
I was saying something nice to him.
Do every segment.
Yeah.
And have for years.
Yes.
Except for a brief hiatus.
Right.
That's, and then as often as I can get out of it.
Right. And then
sure. Yeah, you don't bitch about mic time, that's for sure.
Boys, in your role, the audience is...
You don't bitch when you're off the air for a day or two. If you're just, combined, I mean.
Right.
I mean, if it's a full-time comedian bit for back in the day, before COVID... An hour, 2 hours, you didn't say a word. You never bitched.
No.
No.
It's nice to have somebody on the show like that that doesn't bitch.
Right. It's the only radio guy I've ever known who's happiest when he's not talking. It seems so completely wrong.
I wouldn't say happiest. I think he doesn't mind.
No, I think he's happiest when he's not talking. Right. Makes this an odd career choice.
No, yeah, it's perfect.
The guy that stutters and...
perfect.
Yes.
Craig chose the right two guys to join to not be able to talk.
No. There's that.
Did he choose?
Yeah. No. A nice man put us together, and that's the best thing you
can do. Man put us together.
Yes. Yeah.
Craig and I are kindred spirits in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
All right. Less of me, the better.
That's what I always said.
And I stammer. I don't stutter, but I stammer.
Yeah.
So I've got the same, a similar affliction.
I hear myself doing that more often lately. Maybe I'll just go through periods.
Yeah.
Stammering or stuttering?
Yes. Call it what you will.
Well, there's a difference, I think. Stuttering is you get stuck.
Associated press.
Right there. That's stuttering.
Right. And I almost stuttered there.
Right.
I think I got stuck on stuck. But it's
associated
all right.
press.
That's it, yeah. That's
thank you. That's it.
Is this stammer in here?
Well, I don't get they bring me in cold, but
I don't know if that's stammering or just speaking unintelligibly.
Yeah. Authentic frontier gibberish.
Right. Because that's just indecipherable.
Which one's this again?
They didn't magically, you know, they. However long ago they made up these ballots.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, we spent the whole first segment wondering, what can we do to put Craig in a good mood? And this is what we came up with.
This is what we landed on.
Well, it went there for some reason. We need a celebrity death, man.
That's nice.
You keep saying that, and it's all of a sudden it's going to hit an avalanche. We're going to have like four.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we go for a while
without one. We went a while. Like the first week we were live in this new studio, we had a couple. We had one probably 3 weeks.
We're going to get a massive wave.
Right.
Four, five, six celebrity deaths.
I don't want people to die. But,
game tends to be feast or famine.
Right.
Both of the Bobs will go, and we'll be at that until like February.
Right, because if we don't. Have a death.
That Barker and who else?
People are going to call and bitch and say, "What happened to the Deadpool? Did you kill the dead? Did you cancel the Deadpool?"
Barker and Dole.
Oh, Dole! I forgot Dole.
They're right at the top of the list.
Oh my God, that'd be thousands of hits.
Yeah, I think they're both up in that 700-800 area.
Those are the two biggest ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And the turd. The only one that has Shannon Doherty.
That's right.
Well, he's the only one, I think, on the top of the leaderboard that has Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, he's the only player with 9 hits that has Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody with 8 or 7 even, and we've looked that, and I don't think anybody even has her on, you know, anybody within striking distance has her.
Well, if he gets that, he gets 10, you know. Somebody can tie him, but nobody's going to beat him.
Bonus points.
Tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Bonus points could beat that.
LD put that in there.
So you're saying somebody else still has a shot?
Theoretically.
With LD's, the aggro.
It's not over yet.
Correct.
Hanging around, you stutter and stammer and a-holes. Mm-hmm. I can't talk myself. Algorithm.
Yeah, that's why.
Algorithm.
Archaeologists are uncovering a large ancient wine factory in Israel. It includes 5 wine presses dating back roughly 1,500 years with the ability to make about 2 million liters of wine. Experts say the wine factory was found south of Tel Aviv. The Israel Antiquities Authority calls it the largest known complex of wine presses from the Byzantine period to be discovered to date.
I had some wine last night at dinner, and I like doing this because the happy hour wine is usually stuff that sucks. Hmm. But I always say, let me taste it to make sure. So I'd rather spend $6 than $12 or something like that. So she brings me a half a glass, and I just down it. I said, okay, I'll have the other one.
That way you get you. I don't really do it on purpose, but it happens more than often. John, do you want to? Because I always go, is the happy hour wine any good? She goes, well, I'll give you a taste. I said, okay. And usually a taste is almost half a glass, you know. And I just suck it down and go, okay, that's
knock it back like a shot.
Oh yeah, I do. I just want to get more wine for free.
Slam it down on the wine glass down on the table when you're done.
Yeah, give me the other one. I said
they make that factory. After or before they learned that Jesus could just take a glass of water, turn it into wine.
Yeah, he could.
You don't need wine presses when
suck
you
suck at Jesus.
You got Jesus. Yeah.
He's making wine. Come on.
That's
man.
A good point.
Come on. 1,500 years. This is post-Jesus.
Okay. Oh. So after Jesus went away, they said, well, God damn it, we got to make our own wine.
It's PJ now instead of AD. I like that.
Post-Jesus.
I like PJ. Let's stick with that one. 400 PJ. Let's just start that.
Yeah. The year 2021, PJ.
Let's just mess with that. That won't piss anybody off at all.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There was no baseball yesterday. There is baseball today. A single game.
Yeah,
wrapping up.
No sports to throw on in the background.
No, I was looking around.
No, I was hurt with that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, it's still preseason.
Dodgers and Giants coming to an end tonight in San Francisco. It'll be game five, the winner take all, game five. And these two, it is amazing. If you look into it, these two teams are almost exactly even.
I know.
Runs scored, right. Allowed, records, this, that, and the other thing. Just right there.
They're only a couple wins away from each other, right?
Yeah, maybe one.
Well, whoever wins that, I'm rooting for the whole way out. You know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I think that's who wins it. Whoever wins this series is going to go ahead.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be the money favorite.
That's your World Series champion.
Let's hope so.
And tonight, it is the defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and Eagles. Clashing in Philadelphia on Thursday night football.
You want to watch some suck up Brady TV? That's what that is about.
Fly Eagles?
Yeah.
I don't like the Eagles, but I really don't like Brady.
Oh, no.
So,
we're for the Eagles
go Eagles.
That. Yeah.
College? Is there any college action tonight?
Probably.
Is that the first time? Is that the first time Brady's played the Eagles since they beat him in the Super Bowl? So he's going to be pissed.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be pissed because he's always pissed at somebody. That keeps him motivated.
Oh, yeah.
There's a...
He puts the chip. He manufactures the chip to put on his shoulder. And it works. It worked for Jordan.
There's definitely a college game.
Two, actually. There's Navy-Memphis early. Both of them are early. That's at 6:30, and then Georgia-Southern and South Alabama.
All right.
And, I saw one on the other night, and I thought it was probably a replay, but it was actually live. Tuesday night, there was a game.
Was it?
We've talked about that.
I saw that, too,
when
I assumed, this is going to be a rerun.
Yeah, App State in Louisiana.
That was live?
That was live.
Oh.
I thought it was, that's got to be a rerun.
I assumed.
App State live.
It was a rerun. Yeah.
Who do the Hogs got this weekend, Craig? Are they going to buy? Or they?
No, the Hogs are going to lose this weekend to... I forget who. But a good team.
I think they're playing a ranked team. It might be Auburn.
It might be Auburn.
Auburn.
They could beat Auburn.
Auburn
they
at Arkansas Auburn. Early, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Saturday. At Auburn?
No, at Arkansas.
No, at Arkansas. At Arkansas.
It's in Fayetteville.
Okay. Big Suey.
Yeah, they got a shot,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, Auburn's beatable.
They are. They don't have Bo Jackson anymore. From what I hear.
He left last year.
Yeah. That's Nick's bit.
After a nice long career.
They don't have him anymore. Yeah, they got a chance. There's a new report out saying that about 90,000 people could be alive since June had they been vaccinated.
Yep.
And that's just since June.
I tweeted out a bit. Somebody's Halloween decorations had a skeleton in the yard, and the T-shirt is an anti-vax T-shirt. I loved it.
Oh, a dead anti-vax guy?
Dead
anti-vax. Sitting in the yard?
Yeah, oh. There's actually two of them in this guy's yard. But I shared one on Twitter. Yeah, that's sad. I saw that last night. You know, I mean, I'm not really sad for, I'm sad for the kids these dumbasses left behind, you know?
Right. Yeah, for their families.
Right. And some of them, in that case, have you heard about how many kids have lost at least one primary caregiver in the past year and a half?
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
And you got these a-holes yelling at kids. Have you seen that one where the anti-vaxxers are standing out in front of like a junior high school yelling, don't wear a mask, don't do this, and this kid walks by this backpack and goes, F off. Rex Chapman tweeted out, you can actually, this is a couple weeks, about a week or so ago, and the audio is playing his day. It's like only like five or six anti-vaxxers out there hanging out. You know, your immunity is G, whatever, all this kind of crap.
Whatever.
And these kids are just, you know, junior high. You remember being junior high? You just walk into class like... And this guy goes, F off. It's a kid. And just keeps walking.
And that's true.
I loved it.
They should.
I loved it.
They should.
Somebody give that kid a raise in his allowance.
I know. Everybody praised him, obviously.
I saw another one. I think it was L.A. somewhere. Some lady was out looking at all the homeless people.
Yeah, this is one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Why you don't see any of them dying. What's wrong? And then some homeless guy pushing a cart behind her. It's because I'm vaccinated, you moron.
I don't think it says moron.
I cleaned it up.
Okay. Yeah, I know you did.
But yeah, the homeless guys. I got a vaccine.
Yeah.
They're free.
Right. Anybody.
I'm homeless.
Can get
I got a
one.
Vaccine. Right. So I can enjoy this life.
I got a vaccine.
I know. Dumbasses.
Oh. Michael Jordan says he can please greatly.
That's hilarious.
That sounds like something I would say.
That's a great transposition.
It is. A greetly.
Complease a greetly.
Well, we know what it means.
You took a middle syllable and shifted it around.
Shift.
Well, it's I switched the words around, the syllables, everything.
Right,
it's supposed to be agrees completely.
Yeah, but... Yeah, see, I can't even tell you.
The other day.
Look at the diagram, how you messed that one up.
I did.
Thank you.
I still understood what he meant, though. That's the funny part.
Right. I did it. Typical.
That's because I've been hanging here all too long.
Transposing when I took the first letter of the Jay Putler podcast.
Oh, that was weird,
right.
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that makes sense.
That's just transposing the first two letters of two words. Greg somehow worked it and got a syllable and shifted it to a middle syllable of another word.
I don't
is amazing.
Yeah. I don't want to think about it. That was pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, break that down.
Michael Jordan says he's good with the NBA rules on coronavirus protocols and vaccine for players.
Right.
In total unison with the league, he said. He's a firm believer in science.
Yeah, thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, he usually.
He should shut up and play ball.
He doesn't usually speak up.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't really offer much in the line of an opinion.
Yeah.
So when he says something, that means something. Like, I didn't know Jordan was a science guy until now. He could have very easily gone the other way.
Trying to figure out what you said again.
Yeah.
Agreedly?
Agreedly.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I don't want to think about it. It's too early. My head's starting to hurt.
No, no.
Actually, what happened was the copy said, let's see.
Completely agrees.
And I started to say agrees completely.
Right.
And it all got.
Complete agreely, I think
yes.
you said. That was it, yeah.
Right.
Complete agreely, that's right.
You shifted the words.
Shift.
Yeah.
Somehow the syllables fell.
Not in the same order.
Right. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I think it's impressive.
You're finding new ways. After all these years, finding new ways to mess up words.
You attempted to shift the words, but some of the syllables didn't make the transition.
Well, the words got shifted. I was just going to go with it. I don't always have complete control.
Yeah.
Over the words coming out of your own mouth.
Over the words coming out. Right. As they're coming out, I try and work with them.
Yeah. They're malleable right. in your
which,
mouth.
Which is what right. I was doing with that
Let's
one.
Let's work with this word.
I'm the same. I do that every day.
I was trying to work with the words that were coming out of my mouth.
I do that every time I open my mouth.
And it didn't work out as well that time as it does sometimes.
Agreedly.
Yeah. You complete a greetly. More people than ever are bringing their guns to airports, and TSA says, it's a problem.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Agents have stopped about 4,500 guns from getting on planes this year, a majority of them loaded.
Jesus.
That's carry-on stuff.
Right. And they're doing it thinking they deserve to do it. There are forgetfulness, and there's also just idiots think that, I'm allowed to bring it here.
But guns are heavy.
Yeah.
You know when that's in a carry-on.
I don't think all of them are mistakes. I think people are walking in there, not necessarily wanting to take down a plane, just thinking that it's their right. That's the way America should be. Not realizing.
Or maybe they're going to try and get it on and maybe nobody will notice. Yeah, I don't know.
The metal detectors pick up on that stuff.
So if you're carrying around a loaded gun in your carry-on, is that
you're a moron.
Proper and safe gun ownership? Would the NRA say that is the safe way to carry your firearm?
The bankrupt NRA.
I don't know. Everybody I know that carries a firearm always has one in the chamber.
I'm curious if that is considered the safe way to carry a firearm.
No. Well, it doesn't probably specify how many of these guns were in cases in carry-ons. If they're in a case, that would be safer.
Still can't be loaded.
No, you still can't take it to
and
there.
And it still has to go underneath the plane.
Yeah, right. You still can't take it there.
Now, I've flown with guns before, but you check them. And the regulations I've read is they would prefer if you have two bags. You put the gun in one bag, you put the ammunition in another. And I don't know if that's still what they're advising.
Well, isn't that what you're advised if you have your gun at your home? Is that you don't have it in the same place?
Right.
Yep. For kids.
Yeah, you got to go one place for the ammo and another place for the gun.
Now, that's the trouble with that particular way of doing things is that doesn't necessarily work for an invader.
Right.
Well, they're not.
That's why people have guns oftentimes.
People sleep with a gun by their bed. They're not putting it. It's fully loaded.
Of course it is.
Exactly. They're paranoid.
Unless they got one under the pillow, it's loaded.
Unless you're a cop or something that does that for a living. A loaded gun beside your bed means you're dangerous.
They do make little bedside gun safes where you can just punch a button in case the bad guy shows up and then the gun comes out. If you got kids in the house.
Pops up like a toaster.
Yeah. Boing.
Or a wife in the house too, by the way, because she might get a hold of that gun.
Toast machine.
Oh, that's
pops
right.
Pops up like a toast machine.
Looks like you can pack the ammo and the gun in the same check bag.
If you only got the one.
Yeah, it's not a requirement
right.
to do it the other way.
But if you got two, they would like you to do
that.
Is
it okay to have the ammunition inside the gun?
No. No. No case is it okay to have any ammunition in the gun at the airport.
Or in the tube of the plane either.
No, that's bad too.
Dumbasses.
You've seen that on movies. It ends poorly.
Right.
But I'm an air marshal.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.